This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Simon and Michael, S&M Fridays. Happy Friday.
Oh, hello and happy Friday to you.
What it's a great Friday.
It is wonderful.
Normally we sit here and whinge and bitch and carry on, but I'm actually happy this Friday.
Well, actually, it seems that we are both quite happy. I'm quite shocked by that because that's very unusual.
There's a large portion of our show which is going to go by the wayside because we're not whinging.
It's going to be craziness, craziness. But we have a lot tonight that's coming up.
We do indeed. First of all, a big thank you to Michael for the news.
Yes, indeed.
David and Sue for their tomfoolery.
Oh, as always. Mm-hmm. You always can trust that they'll give you something to...
The average age of the room just got younger by about 30 years, didn't it?
It's amazing how that can happen just by the click of a finger.
Or the opening of a door.
Or the opening and closing of a door. It's amazing.
It does smell a bit like God's waiting room in here, though.
It does a little, doesn't it? We have to spray it, I think, maybe, possibly.
They mustn't still be in the studios because otherwise they'd be banging the door down.
That's
but
right.
We have got a jam-packed show tonight. Now, we've also got some fantastic tracks which are going to be getting their first spin on Joy tonight.
Yes. In fact, our whole show is all about oldies with newies.
And it's not just going to be the tracks. We're going to be having a chat about relationships.
Yeah.
Oldies with newies all as those, well.
That's right, exactly. Mm. And maybe we'll need some help with some...
We will indeed.
Some oldies who might need indeed. A bit of newies.
So, first track of the night is an oldie, which has been given a rework. The track's Money for Nothing. Now, it's by a group called Crew 7, who are a German group of DJs.
Yes.
They're on the cusp of some really big things.
They are.
So, Crew 7 is a group that you're going to hear a lot of. I reckon give it 12 months, and you'll definitely be hearing them on Joy.
Indeed.
But here's a bit of an introduction to them with their take on the track Money for Nothing.
Joy 94.9.
Which oldie needs a revamp? So it can be a person, it can be a place, it could be a song, it could be anything. But is there some oldie that you know of that needs a bit of a zhuzh, a bit of a clean up, a bit of a dust off?
Apart from David Hunt.
Apart from, yeah, because David needs much more than just a zhuzh. But is there something that you could sort of get up to scratch and make it all shiny and new?
Yeah, one of the songs that you used to love rocking out to ages ago, but it could do with a bit of a revamp. So that's what we're looking for.
So,
now, Stephen from Coburg has actually sent through a message saying, first time listener to S&M.
Oh, very
and looking
good.
Forward to it.
And the thing is, the first time we're always gentle, but by the second and third time, you need a safety word. So just remember that for next time.
Now, we do have the next track of the night. Now, I don't know whether too many people know about this track. The track is the new one by Cyndi Lauper.
Ah, an oldie. Quite an oldie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely to look at. Bit of an oldie, but she has a new track out. The track is called Sex is in the Heel.
Oh, in the heel.
Like, in the heel.
In the heel. Like a shoe. Like a shoe heel.
Sex is in the heel.
Okay.
Now, the reason why this track has come out is that she's actually been... working on and producing a production for Broadway.
Okay.
And the play is called Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots.
I nearly said Clinky Boots.
Ooh, cool. It's close. Close. No, it depends who you're talking to. Some like Clinky Boots.
I know.
Mm.
And Kinky Boots is about a sassy drag queen named Lola, who becomes the unlikely saviour for Charlie Price, a shoemaker whose family business is falling flat. Lola shakes things up when she sashays into Charlie's life and inspires him to transform his shoe line into fetish footwear for transvestites, revitalising both the business and the entire community. I reckon I'd love to go along and see that.
That could be quite a show.
Mm.
I reckon there'd be a lot. There'd be a big line for that. Big line.
We've had a message come in. David from Werribee.
Oh, yes.
Has sent through a message. Now, we're both Westies ourselves.
We are.
West
Side.
Hello.
West Side
represent. And he said, Electric Blue by Icehouse.
Oh, imagine that. That would be an awesome one. I reckon there could be a lot done with Electric Blue.
Definitely.
As it is, I enjoy Electric Blue. Like, just the way it is, right? But, you know, I'm sort of that crazy 80s. Like, I was alive in the 80s, but I don't remember much about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to pretend that I was, you know, all cool and down with it by listening to 80s music. Mm-hmm. So I think that would work really, really well. And I reckon that'd be a big dance hit if it was redone.
Indeed.
Dave All Day remix, perhaps.
Of course, yeah.
You know.
Liam Keegan.
Going to Joy. Be perfect.
Yeah. And that was the newie for Cyndi Lauper, Sex Is in the Heel.
It's a bit, it's very Madonna-like, isn't it?
It is. Now, speaking of which, we have had a message come in. Someone saying, Cyndi sounds so much like Madonna in that song. The lyrics are pretty bad, much like Madonna's writing style. Now, I've got to agree.
Yeah, look, she's not going to win any poetry awards, I don't think, Madonna.
No.
Nor will Cyndi with that music or that song. I don't see her winning a gold medal for poetry at a prestigious writing competition with her lyrics.
Not at all. Not at all. And Sarah from Noble Park has enlightened us. Because
yes.
I actually didn't know that the show that we're talking about, Kinky Boots, is actually on DVD, and it's a movie from 2005. So I jumped on All That's True and Correct, being the website Wikipedia.
Oh, good old Wikipedia.
Mm. And that was saying that that even Joel Edgerton's in the movie.
Now, Joel Edgerton is one of my favourite Australian actors.
Oh, here we go.
I could very easily get to know Joel very, very well. Mm-hmm. Very happy to do that. So mm-hmm.
Quite intimately.
Mm-hmm. So I would very happily watch the movie if Joel's in it. I have
okay.
no problem with that.
Oh, wow.
So how is it like 4 years, 5 years, 6 years old, something like that, the film, from Wikipedia told you? From
yeah, 2005.
Oh, okay. Mm. So it's about time for it to be converted into some sort of massive stage show.
Yes, yes. Oh. And I think it could be like a modern-day Rocky Horror.
Ah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I wonder if it would come, if it would start in Melbourne first or Sydney first, if it's come to Australia.
I'd be Sydney, I reckon.
And then who would be the lead? Like who would be the person
oh, wow.
who would be sort of the star of Kinky
Can
Boots?
I make a prediction?
Okay.
Prediction of the week.
Prediction.
It's going to be whoever wins that new drag talent show on Channel 10.
Oh, the
I Will Survive.
The I Will Survive
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Whoever wins that is going to, you know how they say they're going to get a spot on Broadway?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Priscilla the Musical's finishing up on Broadway.
It is, yes.
So I don't think they're going to get a spot in that, which I actually saw when I was over there
oh,
earlier this year.
Excellent.
And it was my second ever stage production show that I'd ever seen. The first yeah. one I walked out of.
Was that good, was it?
It was that good.
Excellent.
I won't name names.
No, you shouldn't. Probably a good idea if you don't, actually.
But, and then I'm not going to say dragged along to see Priscilla, but
yes.
I thought, look, when you're in New York, you might as well do a Broadway show. I personally wanted to see Evita with Ricky Martin.
Oh, of course.
Because I can recite the entire Evita soundtrack.
Oh, no.
Word, from the first word to the end word,
yeah.
I can belt that out, especially in the shower.
Well, but who can't do it in the shower?
Mm.
I want to see you do that not in the shower, like on a pedestal.
I thought you were going to pull me up for my terminology then.
On a balcony.
Belting one out in the shower.
Why do people think that I automatically go to the gutter?
The filth
side. The filth. Mm. Whenever anyone says anything, I think it's unfair. It's unfair. However, what isn't unfair is the Spice Girls, and we're going to be
yes.
talking about them in just a moment. There are photos circulating of the Spice Girls.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to say there's photos circulating of me on that night.
Oh, no. There'd be other photos of other people at the moment, I reckon. But, there's been a lot of press. The closing ceremony is this weekend.
Yes. Is it the same horrible time?
I think so. Close
oh,
to,
okay,
yeah. Yeah, so it's coming up. And just like the opening ceremony, where there was all this drama that, you know, no one could keep anything secret. Everyone was just was sending photos and sending those little messages of 160 characters around the world. There's been another photo, and this time it's been the Spice Girls on stage with black cabs,
yes,
on the ground.
Look, it makes me a little bit excited.
I think there are homosexual men all around the world wetting their pants with glee.
Yes.
Waiting patiently.
Yes.
Waiting patiently.
Yes. And I think I'll be one of those. I would love to see them reunite.
Oh, look, I reckon there'd be only like, you know, 30 seconds. They're probably only going to pay for 30 seconds of showtime because they've been asking too much.
Oh, well, that's about it.
Because, you know, Posh, she wouldn't get out of bed for less than a few mil.
Oh, I know. Because she drives me insane, that one.
Well, she's either designing clothes or looking after the kids, right?
As long as it's not singing, then that's fine.
That's exactly right. So it's
what
all
a
happening.
Bomb of a career that one was.
I know, but hey, she tried. Mm. So the oldies are coming back for a bit of a new audience, because it's the young people. The kids I teach would have never heard of the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like, other than if they went to some 80s club, which obviously since they're being they're 10, they probably wouldn't have.
28s.
Yeah, that's right. That's a new audience for the Spice Girls.
That's true. And maybe this will sort of push them back together.
Oh. We might hear some more mega mixes, you know, and some covers of their old work.
I remember that mega mix that we played. I really enjoyed that.
And funnily enough, I actually found it and downloaded it for myself.
Now, the next track that we've got for you tonight is actually another oldie which has been given a rework.
Oh.
Now, I love this one. Now, this is probably from back in early 2000s. The track is called Turn Around by Fats and Small. Mm-hmm. Now, they have actually teamed up with these Italian DJs called The Cube Guys.
Okay.
Now, we've had a couple of Cube Guys tracks on the daytime playlist on Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the rework of that song. And this is a brand new one for Joy and one that you'll hear first only on this very show.
Joy 94.9.
Tonight's all about oldies and newies.
Yes.
Oldies with newies, right?
Yeah.
And one of the biggest trends at the moment are literally oldies with newies.
Yes. Now, look, I have to admit that I'm in that kettle of fish.
You are.
Really.
It's true.
There's an 11-year difference between myself and my partner.
Yes.
I'm the oldie.
You are the oldie. In comparison.
Yeah, but he's 11 years younger than myself.
Yes.
Now, what we would like to know is your thoughts on relationships with a really big age difference.
Yep.
Like, are you in one? Has it worked for you? Has it been a sore point? Has it sort of been something which has gotten between you, the age difference? Because, you know, people think differently. We'd love to know your thoughts on that.
Because it's funny that, because I was actually, one of my boyfriends was quite older than me.
Mm.
So I was the youngie. I was the newie.
The newie.
And he was the oldie.
Yeah.
But I think now this is going to sound a little bit wrong. So I'm going to say this very carefully.
Should I put my finger over your microphone?
My finger's already here, ready to press it just in case it comes out the wrong way. But I find that people older than me, I get along well with.
Yeah.
But also on the same token, there are lots of people who are younger than me that I get along well with.
Mm.
I'm one of those people who say, like, I like people who are older and that the only people they'll ever get to know, or the younger, whichever way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty easy that way.
I'm the same as well. But I have found that the relationships that I've had with the big age difference have been with younger guys.
Oh, yeah. So you've been the oldie.
Yes.
Each time.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. And you're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And that was the wonderful Nelly Furtado. Good old Nelly.
I know.
You haven't heard from her in a while.
Had a bit of a comeback.
She has.
She was like a bird a while ago, but she's spread her wings, hasn't she?
she's flown back again. God bless her soul.
Wasn't a big fan of the last song.
No, really?
Before that. Big Hoops.
What was before?
Big Hoops, the bigger the better. Talking about earrings.
Oh. It's a bit, I'm not an earring person, so I'm not quite sure.
Mm.
It makes no sense to me.
Especially hoops.
Especially hoops, yeah. They get caught in things.
Yes.
They get caught in everything. You swing your head around and you get caught in your hair or in the tree next to you or the someone else's hair. If you're on the train, you're standing up, bang, gone.
You're very sensible.
I'm a very sensible. I wear sensible shoes and sensible clothes, and that's the way it is. But people who don't wear sensible clothes are those people who are the youngs with the olds. And I say that with love, because I'm normally the young out of the young and the old.
Mm.
But the people that are, you know, 10, 11, 12, 20-year age differences in relationships.
Yes.
I mean, a couple of celebrities of late who have been in that actual range of, you know, young and old together, and probably the most famous would have to be Mr. Kutcher and Ms. Moore.
Yes.
And the media storm that took place when those two actually hooked up was like crazy.
It was. And I remember it was shortly after she did Charlie's Angels, I think.
Yeah.
Remember when she was in Charlie's Angels and she looked 20 years younger than she actually was?
Yes. Although, yes.
We all know how that happened.
Well, who knows? Who knows what might have happened? We can't judge these things. But the media...
Well, we can imply them.
We can apply them to a degree. Mm. But the media... All the media did was use words like mum and son.
Yes.
Like, that's all
Well, in the gay world, it's the same.
It is. Mm. Yeah, but it's a loving... it's in a positive light, you know. People don't normally don't sort of say in a negative way unless they are meaning to be quite nasty about it.
True. Yeah, very true. Very true. But,
so there's been a lot of people.
So also Tomcat.
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Like, she couldn't have... There must have been at least 10 years difference in that relationship.
Yeah, and a good 10 feet.
Mm. And that's quite a successful relationship.
It was. Oh, it was beautiful. Mm. It was beautiful for the time it lasted.
Mm.
I cried myself to sleep when I found out they were splitting up.
Tom really, Cruise is pretty much the new Liza, really, isn't he?
He is. I wonder who's going to be next. That's the question.
Yeah.
Who's he going to go for next? Because there has to be someone out there who would enjoy a man who jumps on a couch expressing his love. Has to be someone.
I don't know. I think now that everybody knows about his love for Scientology,
maybe
there wouldn't be many. Oh, then again, yeah, there'd be a few gay guys who'd go there.
Oh,
they wouldn't
hey.
Care about the Scientology. That'd just be a secondary.
Exactly right.
Secondary thing.
Although I must say, there'd be some girls who'd like the attention, and a shorter man, so that way they feel in control.
Yes,
that whole little like I can look after him type thing.
Yes. Speaking of short and tall people, I did pass a poster. On the way into, I went out of the studio before.
Oh, God.
And I did see that the lovely Rhonda Birchmore is touring.
Is she?
Mm. Now, I did see the word Rhonda, which was the largest word on the poster.
Which would make sense.
And instantly, I thought of Rhonda from the Amy ads.
Oh, okay, yes. Rhonda on the beach.
And I thought, if I was in charge of marketing for the tour, I would have got Katoot. As a support act. You're hot like a sunrise. and the massage lady with the foot.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful break foot.
That's all part of the service. That's
exactly.
When you walk in.
Yeah. And I reckon that could be marketed a whole lot better.
All right. Some of these ads of late have really caught on.
Yeah.
haven't they? It's craziness.
Yeah. Yeah,
everyone knows who Katoot. You could say the word Katoot, and everyone will know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
However, someone else who's talking about people knowing what's about. In a moment, we're going to have a bit of music from Robbie Rivera and Winter Gordon.
Oh, the lady with a season and man's name.
Correct. That's right. Yes.
Man season, we'll call it.
And the season has a Y in it, so it's even crazier.
Oh, God.
But there's a new track. It's called In the Morning.
Mm.
And that'll be coming up next on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Joy.
It's 8 o'clock and currently 11 degrees in Melbourne and 21 degrees in London. Good evening, I'm Michael with your S&M Friday's Olympic News of the Week. Some Olympians from Cameroon have gone missing from the Olympic Village. The seven athletes who had finished competing are reported to have absconded in order to take economic refuge in Europe. A soccer player, swimmer and five boxers have disappeared without a trace, with a team official saying that what began a rumour has finally turned out to be true. Cameroon has lost athletes from major international competitions in the past, including when nine athletes disappeared before the closing ceremony of the 2006 Commonwealth Games here in Melbourne. Olympic organisers were hopping mad when they discovered kangaroo-tagged condoms in the athletes' village. A container of condoms with a placard reading, "Kangaroos Condoms for the Gland Down Under," and a picture of boxing kangaroo was found, with images of it tweeted around the world. Although the organisers have provided over 150,000 free condoms for athletes, they have an exclusive agreement with a British condom manufacturer. The kangaroo condoms were found to be manufactured by two rival companies, one Australian and one British. Both companies released statements denying any involvement. A spokesperson for the London Organising Committee told media, "We will look into this and ask that they are not handed out to other athletes." The number of condoms provided at this year's Games far exceeds the 100,000 handed out in Beijing and the 70,000 distributed in Sydney. And finally, in Smart Englishman news, a 26-year-old man has set his head on fire. Stephen Parsonage, a Lancashire father of four, was left with second-degree burns on his face after getting his short hair looking good for a night out by using a whole can of hairspray. After lighting a cigarette, the car sprayer's head was engulfed in flames half a metre tall. The experience has left Parsonage unable to do his hair, which he used to do at least twice a day. Before the accident, Parsonage would always fix his fringe until it was perfect, using the hairspray to go for the wet look, since he's allergic to gel. The man explained that his new hairstyling technique was changed by saying that, "I will have to rethink how to do my hair in the future. I might have to revert back to using gel." Firefighters have issued a warning about exposing flammable gases to naked flames, reminding people that aerosols should not be used in a confined, tight airspace. That's all the news for tonight. Tune in for your next Joy News update tomorrow morning at 8.
How informative.
It's been all happening.
I did particularly enjoy the setting the hair on fire.
I found that. It's funny, but it's not funny. I understand it would hurt, right? I understand that. I understand that it would not be nice. I would be very unhappy if my head was on fire. However, the funny thing is, this man actually has really short hair. Right?
and he got a half a meter flame from
half
short hair.
Half a meter flame. He used a whole can of hairspray on his hair.
Wow.
And he does it twice a day.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a little bit worse than me. When you were telling the story, I thought, well, if that's the case, I reckon my head would be a total fire ban.
Oh, no. This guy does his hair twice. Well, he did his hair twice a day. Not quite now. Now he doesn't.
I remember in primary school, we because I went to a country primary school,
yes,
we did bushfire studies.
Oh, good.
As part of as part of the curriculum.
Very important.
And I remember one thing we did learn, well, the thing I took away from this,
yes,
was that a friend of mine had a big branch and it had all full of dry leaves.
Mm-hmm.
He put it on the fire,
right,
and within like 10 hundreds of a second,
yes,
his face was in the fire. And I know I shouldn't be laughing.
No, you shouldn't.
But what happened was all of his hair got singed, right? So he went from having spiky red hair to this singed red afro with no eyelashes and no eyebrows for a couple of weeks.
A crazy clown. It's gone wrong, isn't it?
Indeed.
Oh, there's a lesson to be learned there. Don't play with fire.
Exactly.
Lesson number one.
Exactly. Now, we're going to jump back into the music. Now, do you remember the track from back in 2010, We No Speak Americano?
Oh, yes.
They are back with a brand new song.
Ooh.
Mm. So this one hasn't actually been released yet.
Ooh,
and this will be
better.
The first time you hear it here on Joy. So the track is called Change, and it features Nola Darling. Now, they did bring out a track about a year ago called Le Bump with Le Crystal Bump. Waters.
Okay, yeah.
And I absolutely love that. I had one of the guys from Yolanda Be Cool on my old show a couple of years ago, mm-hmm, just before Americano went to radio.
Yep.
And really great guys to chat to, and it's really good to see them having so much success. They've got a brand new album coming out very, very soon.
Oh.
So we're going to take a listen to Change for Yolanda Be Cool featuring Nola Darling here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with S&M Friday, Simon and Michael.
Oh my goodness, it just happened so quickly.
It did. It took me by surprise.
Oh, goodness
gracious.
Doesn't
take much for me, though.
No, it's true.
I did get a bit distracted. I did get a text message from my partner before.
You did.
Now, we were talking about age differences in,
yes,
relationships, and I did confess that there's an 11-year age gap between myself and my partner.
That is correct.
Now, I received a message, and I'll read it straight from the horse's mouth.
Uh-huh.
I open up my phone to, "Would you be able to pick me up from the strippers?" Question marks.
My first question is, what is he doing at the strippers?
It's a work event.
Oh, really? So work events now take place at official, is an official work
no,
event?
No, not okay. an official.
Right, okay.
And
okay.
I definitely won't be naming the company involved in this shenanigans.
Good choice.
But there was Friday Night Drinks.
The strippers.
At the strippers.
Wow.
So, but it's the pot calling the kettle black because I used to work there.
Yeah, that's different. You used to work there, right? Yes. So at least you got money. It was a job. Right. As opposed to going to the strippers to have
as
a drink
patron.
As a patron, considering that he obviously wouldn't be doing much more than just having a couple of drinks with his mates or his workmates.
Well, that's true.
He wouldn't be doing much else, really, would he?
That's true. Now, speaking of venues which attract the straight community.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. I was very, very excited the other day when I found out that Soundwave was coming back. Now, the one last year, for people who don't know what Soundwave is, it's like Big Day Out, but a bit harder.
Okay, yeah.
So, Big Day Out, what it used to be like, big headliners, a real emphasis on rock, and they cancelled the one last year, and I think they had Marilyn Manson coming out. Now, I'm a big Marilyn Manson fan.
You
I've
are.
Always wanted to see him live, but never been able to get round to it. Now, he has been in Australia quite a few times.
Oh, yes, yes.
But when they announced Soundwave to come out in 2013, next year, the lineup is incredible. So you've got people. Look, my favourite band, straight off the bat, Garbage, is going to be touring. I'm there with bells on. Now, could you imagine me in amongst a crowd of Metallica fans?
I reckon I could. You'd be rocking it. You'd have your tongue out.
I can't see myself in amongst a crowd of Metallica fans.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I've been to Frankston before.
You'd know what to wear then, obviously. You'd come fully prepared.
Yes, of course.
Change of clothes.
Yeah. There'd be no shirt and slacks.
No, that's right. Just have a backpack to keep it all in for after. You can dance around the backpack.
That's right. but they have... They've completely ditched dance music for this festival, so it is pure rock. So you've got Blink 182, you've got Metallica, you've got Garbage, and there's just so many amazing people on that lineup.
That's like the good old days.
It is, yeah. Mm. It's like the good old days of Big Day Out.
Yeah.
So, and look, I grew up on rock music. I love a good bit of rock, and I'd love to incorporate it into this show one week.
Okay, I think it can be done.
Have a rock week,
unless we get like 1,000 messages from...
No, let's put it out there. 3 messages with the word rock.
Yeah.
And next week's show turns into a rock fest.
Ooh.
And just to prompt people, the last track you heard, Welcome by Corona,
correct,
was god-awful. And if you would like to hear that again next week...
So we know who chooses the tracks on the show. We can...
So, look, I think it's in everybody's best interest that you send us a text with the word rock, and I will bring to the table the best rock around.
We should have a good show for a change.
Oh, well, that's true. Wonderful. That's true, yeah. Even though we do say that you know, we're dance hits.
Oh, yes.
Some people don't like dance music.
Some people like to dance to rock.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think it's unfair if we don't allow people to dance to the music they like to dance to.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, 3 messages with the word rock, and our show changes to a rock show next week.
And we'll have the Joy Police all over us.
We will.
Ready and waiting for us. But we do have something that's not rock coming up now, don't we? It's called Golden Era.
Oh, yes. Do you remember the group Moloko?
Yes, I do, yes.
From
like...
late 90s.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Sing it back. Well, Roisin Murphy, the lead singer of Moloko, went off, did her solo thing. She released probably 4 or 5 albums.
Yeah.
And had some amazing tracks. A lot bigger in Europe than what she is here.
Yeah, well, that's always the case.
Yeah. But she's actually teamed up with David Morales. So a big name DJ and producer. Mm-hmm. And this track was only released, I think it was this week. So this is the track Golden Era.
Joy 94.9. This is S&M Fridays with Simon Michael, and that was Winner by the Noisettes.
I really like that. You chose that one.
That was my song.
Who are the Noisettes?
The Noisettes are a group who have been around for a little while, but they've just got back into
back into the studio
and do some recording.
Wow.
So it's this song, that song's sort of making its way slowly around the place. So you know, who knows? You may hear it on Joy in the near future again. But speaking of winners and nice things, on the screen in front of us at the moment, you may have seen over the week, as you may know, in case you didn't know, the Olympics are currently happening, okay, and they finish this week. One of the most prolific Australian Olympians, who has been spouting his knowledge and news from London, is our very own Matthew Mitchum.
Oh.
And this week, Matthew has given us the goods by sending a picture of him in his Vegemite boxes and kimono.
Vegemono.
Eating Vegemite, surrounded by Vegemite, and that's all I'm going to say about that word, but in a pose that would make anyone become Australian and love that stuff in an instant.
Now, I've got to say, I don't mind the odd bit of Vegemite.
Yep.
But there is only one spot that I would not lick Vegemite from his body.
Let me think. His knees. His knees? His big toe?
No, no. And I'm not going to keep going until you guess it.
No. I'm not sure that would work.
And I think our listeners were thinking the same thing as well.
Yes, I don't think so. But good old Matty Mitchum, who's diving in the wee hours of the morning, has been named one of the most... Like, He's been so busy sending messages about the Olympics that, like, newspapers around the place have been, and news outlets have put him into, like, top 10 lists of athletes and stuff. I'm a big fan.
I am now as well after that photo.
You just want to squish him. You know, just want to grab him and just cover him.
I know where
you'd
like to grab. You've just pointed on the screen as to where you'd like to grab.
That was a general point.
In that general area.
It was just like the whole screen. He's just staring at me with those big eyes. However,
it's bedroom Vegemite eyes, isn't it?
It is bedroom eyes, and that's the worst thing. Because
I was a step ahead of myself, I would have had a bit of Kate Sobrano lined up.
Oh, it's a classic. There's an oldie that may need a bit of a new twist.
Yes.
If there's anything else that you can think of.
Kate Sobrano versus Deadmau5.
Hello. No, it's Kate Sobrano and Skrillex.
Oh, yes.
The dubstep.
Kate Sobrano does dubstep.
Bedroom eyes dubstep. It'd be awesome. But if you have any oldies that who might need a bit of a twist, let us know.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And that was She-Wolf by David Guetta and Sia.
Oh, that's a hot new one.
She-Wolf.
It sounds very titanium. Like, you just can't not think of titanium because that song was so big for the two of them.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm. But I like it. It was good. I enjoyed it. I wonder if there are any she-wolves around the place. You know, like, if there's anyone who... Like, I'm trying to think of anyone... If I know anyone who's a she-wolf.
Only a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about she-bears.
Exactly. And I think it makes
Maybe
total
sense.
Maybe
that's what they could call a female bear, a she-wolf.
A she-wolf. No, that's different. That'd be different, though, because it has to be a she-bear. You can't you can't change them like that.
Sounds like some sort of Care Bear.
A she bear.
it sounds feminine. And
do they have a heart tattooed on their bottom like a Care Bear does?
No, I don't think they would.
Sad.
I don't think they would.
However, we've had some messages from people.
We have.
We talked a little while ago about that your choice of music tonight, other than my particular song, which was awesome, but your music that you've chosen hasn't been all that crash hot. So we're talking about possibly having rock.
Epic fail.
Having some rock stuff for next week, and we had some messages. We had a message from Sarah, who loves rock, so she'd be in for rock. We had some anonymous sending Rock that, and Rock with three exclamation marks. So that's
that's across the line.
Oh, and then Tristan has called in and he's told us that he's enjoying the music. Oh, good. At least someone is.
He's chilling out with a nice glass of wine. Oh. Wouldn't mind a Pinot myself, actually.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It's unfortunate about the no alcohol laws in the studios.
It makes it for better radio, I think, if you don't have the Pinot while you're on. That's probably the reason
disagree.
I think it's probably a better idea. I think it's a good idea.
What better way to spend your Friday night than belittling yourself to the rest of Melbourne?
No. Oh, well, I'd probably
sounds
not.
Like my usual Saturday night, really.
So it seems there may be some rock in next week's show.
Yes. So for Sarah, so far I've been thinking of people like Garbage, Veruca Salt, Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, mm-hmm. just to name a few. Ooh. So I've got a big repertoire of rock.
Excellent.
And I'll bring it next week.
Joy 94.9.
However, Ralph from Elphington gave us a call, and he had a bit of an idea for a dance track, which was Alexis versus Crystal from Dallas or Dynasty, and they're doing a dance track called South Fork Is Mine. And South Fork was the ranch that they actually filmed. That actually would be quite an interesting. And, you know, knowing that it's Linda Evans and Joan Collins are the two actresses who play the two characters, it actually would be quite an interesting track to actually record.
I'd like to see the video clip to that one as well.
Exactly, that's right, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's where you'd need to have, that's the side part of that would be that they would need to have that bit of that zhuzhing before they go on to the music video.
Just a little bit.
It's been a bit of time since they're on television in those roles.
Just a bit. And there's no, remember the olden days where they used to have the fog up the lens and it made it look all mysterious and everything? They don't have that anymore.
Oh, no. It's all just retouching now. Everything's digital now.
That's right.
They can add things. They can actually just change the way they look, full stop. Just paint them green and send them in.
Maybe I could go on TV. They could just edit 20 kilos off me.
Excellent. Yeah, they could. Mm. They could.
Via CGI.
Oh, who knows? Mm. Well, we'll talk to people. We'll find out for you for next week. Speaking of next week.
Yes, next week.
We've got a bit of a rock. We'll see how we go with some rock.
Oh, we'll be having
with
rock.
But they're also, we're also going to have a bit of a grin or bin next week. Grin or bin theme. And that'll make more sense. Follow us on social media. Go to joy.org.au/smfridays. And that'll make a bit more sense as you progress through the week.
And thank you for listening. Thanks to everybody who sent messages in. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you to Graham at the front desk. He's done a wonderful job at answering the calls. And
indeed.
Letting us know what's going on.
Indeed.
And we'll talk to you and you'll listen to us next week.
It's an order by the sounds of it.
You will.
Hey, guys, this is Cedric Gervais, and you're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.